Imagine asking an AI assistant a critical question about your business, and it consistently points your ideal clients directly to your competition. Painful, right? Well, that's exactly what's happening if you're not optimized for the new era of answer engine optimization. So today, I'm sharing the exact steps to make sure you have the best chances of AI choosing you every single time.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today, we're unlocking the secrets of how to make AI your biggest advocate in search. That's right, answer engine optimization, or AEO. It isn't just another buzzword. Rather, as I explained in our last episode, it's the evolution of SEO. AEO could be your golden ticket to becoming the top recommended source in AI-driven search results. So today, I'm going to reveal what my team and I have put together for our clients to help transition them from the old SEO mindset to AI-centric AEO. It's a simple six-step framework that'll help you dominate this new era of search marketing. And the great thing is that even if you haven't done SEO in the past, you can use this framework to get started today. And with a little bit of elbow grease, start getting more visibility for your expertise. So, are you ready? Well, then let's do this.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Within the next few years, AI won't just influence how your customers find you. It'll reshape every aspect of how your business operates. And guess what? Search is the spearhead of this AI-driven transformation. Ignore it, and you might just find yourself invisible in a world dominated by intelligent algorithms. Okay, let's jump right in with the first step of answer engine optimization framework. Doing a content audit. But hold on, this isn't your average content audit where you're just checking for outdated info or broken links. Instead, you're looking to see if your existing content genuinely answers the conversational, everyday questions your audience is actually asking. Think of it like this. Your audience isn't typing keywords into Google or asking the ChatGPT vague prompts. They're having real conversations about specific problems. So your content needs to join that conversation seamlessly. Let's say you're a business owner, bookkeeping is driving you nuts. You're probably not searching for something generic like bookkeeping services. You're more likely to type or say something like, "How can I simplify bookkeeping for my small business?" Or best ways to organize bookkeeping to save time. See, your content audit would ensure you have a clear conversational answer to these exact types of questions. Something as simple as a blog titled "Five Ways to Simplify Your Small Business Bookkeeping" could make your content appetizing to AI because it has the exact type of answers the user is looking for. A straightforward way to do this is to collect the top questions you regularly hear from your actual clients, what tools that you've been using suggest, and make sure your content explicitly answers them. Then make sure you craft answers as if you're talking directly to your ideal client in person. Keep it simple, clear, natural. Skip all the technical jargon unless your audience specifically uses it. You need to focus on clarity with short and direct answers, which often perform better with AI than long-winded explanations. Aim for concise responses that directly solve the user's immediate question. Another aspect of your content audit is mapping genuine user intent. This step is all about shifting your mindset from isolated keywords to truly understanding the detailed, nuanced questions your audience is asking. It's not about guessing. It's about knowing. To do this effectively, explore places where your ideal clients are already having conversations. Think forums, social media groups, or even your own customer service inbox. What questions or struggles come up repeatedly? Pay attention. because these real-world pain points should become your new strategic focus. Remember, the goal here is to speak directly to your audience's actual concerns, not just general keywords you hope might resonate. Now, once you have completed the audit process, you'll most likely need to restructure your content. Think about your content like a busy intersection. AI and your audience need clear signals to get where they're going without confusion or delay. The way you structure your content makes all the difference. To do this effectively, organize your content using easy-to-scan elements like FAQs, clear subheadings, bullet points, and concise summaries. This helps AI quickly understand the core message and makes it easier for people to quickly find exactly what they're looking for. Remember, in the world of AI-driven search, clarity is essential. All right, once you've optimized your content, it's time to move on to step four, schema markup. Now, before you get intimidated by the tech jargon, let me simplify it for you. Schema markup is basically the way you organize your website's content behind the scenes to make it clear, and I mean like crystal clear for AI. Think of it as handing AI a detailed roadmap straight to your doorstep. It lets AI confidently grab your content and present it as the top answer to relevant searches. So if you want AI-driven platforms to point directly to your business when someone's looking for your expertise, mastering schema markup isn't optional anymore. It's essential. Now, I know that the idea of creating a schema markup might seem a bit daunting, especially if tech isn't your favorite topic. But don't worry, I've got you covered here. All right, here we go. Here are a couple of the user-friendly resources that help simplify the steps for you. First, check out Google's Structured Data Markup Helper. It's free and it guides you through marking up your pages without needing any coding expertise. And secondly, take a look at schema.org. It's the official site that offers straightforward examples and templates to get you started quickly. Then, of course, if you don't have the time or the patience to do this work, you can reach out to me directly and my team and I will get you set up. Just email me at buzz@buzzworthy.biz and I will get you taken care of, all right? Trust me, investing a little time or money here can give you a massive edge in AI visibility. So I urge you to not skip this step. Okay. The next step entails building genuine authority. Now, here's the thing. Becoming an authority isn't about shouting louder or publishing more frequently than everybody else. It's about being consistently valuable and genuinely helpful. Think about people you trust online, the ones whose advice you always look forward to. That's your target. To get there, you need to regularly contribute to reputable platforms outside of your own website. Consider writing guest articles or trustworthy industry blogs, maybe actively participating in expert forums, or even regularly posting on LinkedIn that lend true valuable insights to your industry. This approach not only positions you as the expert in the eyes of your audience, but also signals to AI that you are credible, authoritative. You are the source worth recommending. And how do you know all of this effort is working? Well, that brings us to step six, monitor and iterate. Now, here's the key thing to understand. AI isn't a set it and forget it strategy. AI algorithms are continuously evolving, learning, and adapting, and your content strategy needs to do the same. So how do we keep up? Well, it's all about real-time data. Track how your content is performing with search results. Pay close attention to what's resonating with your audience and what's not. Then regularly adjust and refine your content accordingly. Now you might be wondering, Buzz, how long do I have to wait before I start seeing results? And when do I adjust my strategy? Well, that's a great question. And typically you want to allow at least 30 to 45 days after implementing step five, where you've built the genuine authority to begin assessing your content's performance. This gives AI enough time to index your updated content, recognize your new authority signals, and adjust how it presents your content. After that initial period, you should be regularly checking your results and making smaller incremental adjustments about every 2 to 4 weeks based on what the data is telling you.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Consistency and patience might be the keys to steady growth, but adaptability is your superpower in the new world of AEO. Without it, you're just consistently, patiently missing the mark. And there you have it, my complete 6-step framework to answer engine optimization. But here's the thing, knowing these steps and putting them into action are two very different challenges. So how well is your current strategy aligned with this new reality? Curious if you're positioned to win or still just playing keyword bingo? If you want an expert eye to make sure you're fully optimized for AI-driven visibility, head over to buzzworthy.marketing/podcast right now and schedule your complimentary AEO audit. My team and I will help you understand exactly where you stand and what you need to do to adjust and stay ahead. Remember, search marketing hasn't died. It's just simply evolved. The real winners have always been those committed to genuinely helping their audience, staying adaptable, and keeping the conversation authentic. And with that, I am Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.